warmly welcome Senator Feingold as the new special envoy to the Great Lakes region. Right now is a tremendous opportunity to help enable a peace process to be successful, finally, for the war in eastern Congo, which has killed over 5 million people over nearly the last two decades. By appointing Senator Feingold, Secretary of State John Kerry and President Obama are sending strong signals to the people of eastern Congo that, in fact, they deem Congo to be a priority and ending this war to be an important part of the administration's strategy in Africa.
I was reading when someone says that former Senator Feingold will now have to deal with the core regional drivers in the region. For example, what do you think the senator should be doing when he takes over officially? How does he deal with Rwanda, Uganda? These are countries that have been accused in the past of supporting various Congolese rebel groups.
We're releasing a letter today together with 19 Congo experts and advocacy groups, and we're calling on Senator Feingold to focus on two main things to help enable peace in the region. So first of all, to make sure to hold the Congolese government accountable for meaningful democratization reforms. The government needs to hold provincial and local elections, which are long, long overdue. Number two, there needs to be a very serious reform of the Congolese army. We also would like Senator Feingold to make sure to build out a regional negotiation process such that Rwanda and Uganda and Congo and any other neighbors can really agree on the parameters for conflict-free cooperation.
You have said that you would like for Senator Feingold to apply leverage and incentives. What exactly do you mean?
The U.S. is the largest shareholder in the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, so it can use its to effectiveness there to help incentivize progress in the peace process. Number two, the U.S. gives various forms of military aid, which it can put on or take off the table as necessary. U.S. has a sanctions regime on the region, so if any officials or smugglers are found to be enabling armed groups, they should be sanctioned. And of course, the U.S. has a powerful diplomatic arm, and so Senator Feingold will be at the forefront of that. And so using the good offices of the envoy's office and working closely with Mary Robinson, we hope that Senator Feingold will, in fact, bring some of the parties together that need to agree on the common issues of army reform, of reduction of harmonization of tariffs, etc.
Regional leaders in the Great Lakes region recently, I think, worked out a peace deal. What does your organization think about that agreement?
It's not really a peace deal. It's a framework for peace. And as Mary Robinson called it, it's a framework for hope. So this is really a starting point. And I think it's very significant that Mary Robinson and Russ Feingold were appointed after the signing of this framework, such that the UN and the Obama administration are taking seriously the actual implementation of this framework. The countries agreed to general principles of democratization, reconciliation, justice, cooperation, economic integration. Those are all really important principles, but without meat behind the bones, they're not going to succeed. And so it's really going to be up now to the diplomats to craft a peace process for one of the world's most complicated wars over the last half century. And so, you know, there are many issues to be addressed, but I think the political signals coming following the signing of the framework are strong, and so now they really need to be followed up.